Well, that's cool. Does he have cards as FFL, or, you know, you have people, he does firearms transfer and that kind of stuff? I'm assuming he does that, as well as maybe sell new stuff, personally sells it, you know what I mean?
He just got that, and I don't know how much of that he's going to do. He wants to be able to carry that type of thing, and it's in the coolest backpack you ever seen. I wish he could have been there. I was down to my place for a while, picking up more T-posts and parachute cord for the... Oh, I got to tell you about that. Let's shift gears here. This is probably a little too thick for the... for the repeater anyways, or heavy, I guess I should say. But so what I'm going to do, KB-80OE, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set them parallels up more the distance of the full width of the depth. The full width of the poles will be the depth of those boxes. And we can talk more about the other stuff if you call me or something. But anyways... what I'm going to do is take the parachute cord, and I'm going to put a little weight at each end, and then I'll set those on the boxes individually and take that and then drop the parachute cord between the fiberglass pipes or poles, and then that the weights on each side of those will hold that down.
K-A-T-K-O, okay. Yeah, I'll have to call you later. Cheryl's on the way home now. So if I talk to you, it'll be later this evening or something, after the dust settles.
And it's KAV-80OE.